Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Strange Phenomena, the music of Cape Bush. I am Cecily, and this week we're going to be continuing with the B-sides portion of the Sensual World season and talking about another song like last week's that was written for a particular form of media, and that is The Confrontation, which was a B-side to Love and Anger. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Strange Phenomena. Also, Happy New Year 2022. So I am really excited, as always, to be talking about another Kate Bush song. And this one's going to be a little shorter episode, and it's also just going to be me for this episode. I didn't get anybody to talk about this week's song which is The Confrontation. So this was a B-side from Love and Anger, one of the singles from The Sensual World. So it's just going to be me. So we're going to be talking about this song and also Kate Bush going more into instrumentals and all that fun stuff, because this is one of a series of instrumentals that she did for a TV movie. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, wanted to note that most of this episode was recorded in late 2021. So if there's a little bit of a difference in the mic, it's because right now I'm talking to you from the future and talking to you on one of the mics I used to use for podcasting. So if there's any kind of audio difference, that's why. It's because I recorded the episode on a different mic. But without further ado, let's get talking about The Confrontation. So this week we're continuing to talk about a B-side from the Sensual World era. And this week we're talking about one of the B-sides from the Love and Anger 12-inch and CD single. And it's an instrumental. So this is one of the... Now that I'm kind of thinking of it, I'm kind of thinking to myself, there really aren't a lot of Kate Bush instrumentals. I mean, she did music for the Fruitopia in the 90s, and then there's going to be another instrumental we'll talk about next week. But I think, and I could be wrong, feel free to leave a comment or email or Twitter or anything like that. I think this might be the first time that a full instrumental track is a B-side for a Kate Bush single. I mean, she's had, actually, wait a minute, no, now I'm correcting myself, No, on the Sensual World CD single, there was the instrumental for the title track. This was something like no vocals of hers in there at all or anything. And this is The Confrontation. So The Confrontation was released on certain formats of the Love and Anger single, the CD and 12-inch single, and Love and Anger was the third single from this album. Also, I probably should have mentioned this before I started doing my little blurby thing here, but that's okay. I did not get a fan for The Confrontation, so it's just going to be me this week. Same for next week's when we do another instrumental, One Last Look Around the House Before We Go. I didn't get a fan for that one either, so it's just going to be me this week. So, as I said, The Confrontation was released as a B-side for certain formats of the Love and Anger single, and that's pretty much the only place you could really get this in a physical form. This was not released on the first box set of Kate Bush's albums, This Woman's Work, that came out in 1990-91. And it also was not released on the Kate Bush Remastered box set either, which I find a little strange. The best that I can probably come up with as an explanation is maybe there was something with trying to secure the rights for it or something like that. I know that sometimes music rights can get really, really tangled behind the scenes. And my understanding of it is a little bit vague at best, because it has to deal with a lot of like, well, who owns the masters and who owns the copyright and blah, 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 all that other complicated stuff. So that's the best thing I could come up with as to why this hasn't been re-released in some way. And of course, you can find it on YouTube. I'm going to link to in the show notes are some fan-made videos for The Confrontation. So The Confrontation, like the instrumental that I'm going to be talking about next week, One Last Look Around the House Before We Go, was written for a particular piece of media. And that piece of media was the TV movie, comic strip, GLC, The Carnage Continues, which was talked about a lot in last week's episode about Ken, because Ken also was written for this TV movie, except that one has Kate Bush's lovely vocals over it, and this one just has, you get to hear more of like her production and all that, and working with an instrumental. So if you remember from what we talked about last week, so GLC, The Carnage Continues, was a TV movie released in 1990, and it features Robbie Coltrane playing Charles Bronson, playing Ken Livingstone, and many other stars of British comedy like Don French and all that. And it's a huge send-up, basically, of 80s shoot-'em-up movies. And having watched a few of those for different movie projects over the years, I can see where they get a lot of the the posturing and everything, and especially the way that they play with Ken Livingstone, as I talked about in the previous episode with Ken, that I can see they're going for like a Rambo, Sylvester Stallone sort of thing. Now, this one is called The Confrontation, well, because it's pretty self-explanatory. This plays over the ending part of the TV movie, and I'm going to link to that in the show notes. Somebody has been very, very awesome and put this all on YouTube so you can see it for yourself. And it's played over the ending credits when they have the big shootout and they're trying to kill Margaret Thatcher, basically, in there. It makes a lot more sense when you see it. It really is. It's so cool. And I'm going to be honest with this instrumental, because it's not easy to find, because back when I was first starting to get into Kate Bush's music, I never really went searching for a lot of the singles. In fact, a lot of what I did was I did the albums, and then when I started to dig into more of her stuff, talking mid-2000s, I found the box set for This Woman's Work that had the two rarity discs at the end, and this song was not on there. I had not heard the song until I started to pull together all of my notes for the B-side portion of the Sensual World era. And so I don't personally have a ton of connection to the song. I do like hearing all the production. Like, it totally fits with the scene that Kate Bush wrote this for. You can tell that it's definitely for a movie, or at least something that's going to have visuals to it. Because it just has this like bombastic 80s sound. I mean, those drums, I mean, come on. I love those drums though. And I'm going to put in a little sample here so you can hear what I'm saying. If anything, I feel like this song, The Confrontation, reminds me a lot of Ken. Like, I can tell that Ken and The Confrontation were written around the same time. Like, it's got that kind of like big, brassy, bombastic feel to it. And it like I mentioned, it really works with the scene that she wrote this for. Like, it's very bombastic and over the top. And of course, the whole thing is a send up of 80s shoot 'em up action movies. So it really fits with the scene. And so, yeah, I never really heard this song until I was going through and doing the stuff for the B-sides. And then when I watched The Carnage Continues, which, again, I'm going to link in the show notes so you all can see it for yourself and everything, I realized at the end, when they were doing the big fight at the end, that, oh, yeah, I think this is supposed to be the confrontation, because I knew that this song was coming up. And sure enough, yep, that's what it was. So the way she wrote this, like, you can hear what she can do production wise. It's got all the drums, it's got the big brass stuff, it's totally over the top, and it's really, really cool. It really is. And it's very of its time too, with the gated drums and the synthesizers and everything. No piano. Like, there is no piano or anything in there. In fact, let us see here. Well, here are the credits for this instrumental. Of course, our lovely Kate Bush wrote it. The engineer, of course, was a certain Dale Palmer. He also played the bass. Also on guitar was Ellen Murphy. Kate Bush was on the keyboards. Stuart Elliott and Charlie Morgan were on the drums. Those are usual drummers. And it says here there actually are some vocals. I don't really hear anything unless it is like her, like, kind of twisted up and everything, because there are definitely some sounds and stuff in there. And, like, this is what I mean by that. Also, in the credits, it says that the song, The Confrontation, samples Running Up That Hill, which, I'm going to be honest, after listening to this through several times, I don't really hear, unless it's supposed to be the part. I'm not sure which part of Running Up That Hill is sampled in the song, but if you know what it is, feel free to let me know on the socials and we can add that in. In fact, it's worth noting that when you watch the TV movie, that you can hear in one of the bar scenes, you can hear Running Up That Hill is playing. And they say sampled a little bit of that. And then it sounds like there was a sample earlier in the TV movie as well that is that's Waking the Witch, where it's got the particular drums there. So those are the credits for The Confrontation. I mean, it's bombastic, over the top. It is really, really cool and really fits well with what Kate Bush wrote this for. And I feel like this along with next week's episode, One Last Look Around the House Before We Go, is a little glimpse into something that Kate Bush hasn't done a lot of, which is writing music for movies. I mean, we all know that Kate Bush loves her movies, of course. But she hasn't done a whole lot of writing for other movies or things like that. Like, this is kind of, I feel like one of the first time that she's really doing that, which I think is really cool. And it shows that she was very highly respected and for them asking her to use her talents to write some music and even use some of her own songs within the TV movie, which I think is really cool. And her way of using her production skills, you really get to hear that on here, just all the different instruments all together. And I mean, by then, I mean, we're talking, this is 1989, 1990. So she's been producing her own music for, like, on her own since, you know, the dreaming era, like in terms of being all on her own, because she was doing a little bit of that in Never Forever, but she wasn't completely doing it by then. Like, the dreaming is really where it started, where she was, like, by herself at the console and, like, knowing all the buttons and everything. So I feel like on this one, it's got a lot of different layers, a lot of things going on, and you get to hear just how great of a producer Kate Bush is. All the different things, all different layers, and evoking atmosphere, because that's something else that, I mean, she does that a lot in her music, and that's one of the things that I know I love about her music, and I'm sure that's something that a lot of you guys love about her music, like her ability to just to create a world within her songs. And that's especially important for movies. I mean, if you think of it, like, some of the film music that I've heard, some of it doesn't really stand alone outside of the scene it's written for. But most of the time, if you hear it out, but I feel like if you hear it outside of the context of the movie, you can still get like, okay, you know, this is meant for an adventure movie. Like, I mean, think of Indiana Jones. You know, you hear that and you just immediately think, like, oh yeah, we're going off on an adventure. Or if you hear Star Wars, like, oh yeah, again, we're going off on an adventure, except we're going to go off in space. Instantly, how come I just realized I used two examples from the same composer. But yeah, that's very important when you're doing music for a film, that you're complimenting the scene, that you're setting the stage or the scene, I should say. Anyway, again, and this song does that really well. It does that with the confrontation. And also for the song next week, which is quite a bit shorter, which is going to be quite a bit shorter than this one. One last look around the house before we go. So also, I wanted to note that there was a really interesting fan mashup I noticed. Somebody took this song and mashed it up with a Tori Amos B-side called The Pool. And it's really interesting hearing the two of them together. So The Pool is a B-side from Tori's Little Earthquakes era, which was early 90s. So a little, and that comes a little after, a couple of years after The Sensual World is released, comes out in 92 there, and this one was 1989, 1990. But it's really interesting to hear the two of them like juxtaposed and everything, and just hearing somebody like do something with the song, because they're honestly, like, there are no other remixes, no other versions of the song, certainly no demos that we know of. And I have yet to even find a quote from Kate Bush even talking about this song. And I'm going to guess that it's because it was something she wrote for a movie. She wrote it for the movie. And maybe it could have been something like Walk Straight Down the Middle, where it was an old thing that she had already been working on. And then she just finished it up within 24 hours. And boom, you know, Bob's your uncle. That kind of thing. Could have been something she just did quickly for that. Who knows? She hasn't talked about the song. I haven't found any other quotes about the song except for how it relates to, oh yes, it was a B-side for Love and Anger and was also used in a TV movie. So since we don't really have any other thing, and since we don't have quotes from Kate or other people also talking about this song or other fans doing stuff with this song, this is a clip of a mashup. This is a mashup I found on YouTube of The Pool with The Confrontation. It sounds really cool together. Check it out. Wraps it up for this week's episode of Strange Phenomena, the music of Kate Bush. So next week we're going to be talking about another B-side from the Sensual World era that's going to be the next one on the CD or the vinyl single. And next week we're talking about a song called One Last Look Around the House Before We Go. So that's another instrumental that was also used for the same piece of media that this week's song was, GLC, The Carnage Continues. But before we do that, if you're enjoying what I'm doing with this huge project that I can't believe I'm actually almost all the way through, and I've just got a couple more albums to go, holy crap. If you really enjoy what I'm doing with this show, you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/KateBushPodcast. You can support the show over on Patreon, patreon.com/KateBushPodcast. And also, there's a hotline, so you can call 757-349-6369. That's 757-349-6369. And you can leave a message and it will be played on a future episode. Also, I'm looking ahead to the Red Shoe season. So if there is a song in particular that you would like to talk about, feel free to contact me at any of those links. You can contact me on Facebook. You can contact me on Twitter. Oh, how did I forget? I almost forgot. I also have an email address. So katebushpodcast@gmail.com. That's the new address. It's no longer kbcast@linkmedia.com. I don't have access to that anymore. katebushpodcast@gmail.com. You can contact me at any of those and we'll see what we can do about getting you on the show. I am planning ahead for the Red Shoes. So if there's a song in particular, if you're wondering if it's already taken, at this point, I'm trying to do only two people total per episode for per song. But if there is something that, but if I do have a song that has a lot of people already on it, but you want to just add in a quick blurb, you can call the hotline and I can put that into the episode. So lots of different ways that you guys can contact me and be a part of the show. I love hearing from you guys. Love getting mail and having people and doing transatlantic calls and talking to people. Yay, talking about Kate Bush. So that's how you can contact me. And of course, if you're also enjoying the show, please feel free to leave a 5-star review on iTunes so people can help find the show. That would be absolutely awesome and amazing. Wow, wow, wow. Unbelievable. Thank you all so much for being here. And I will see everybody next week for another song. See everybody then.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.